You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Juan Almendares talks about the role of some churches and transnational companies in the Honduran coup. Juan Almendares, member of the Honduran resistance, explains how what is occurring in his country should serve as an example of the threat to popular processes in Latin America. Saber rattling was the image traditionally associated with coups d'etat in Latin America. And while in Honduras the sabers of the army and repressive forces are present, other forces have participated as well. This is the case of agribusiness transnational companies and some religious organizations, according to Juan Almendares, human rights activist and a referent for Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras. Almendares was part of the hundreds Latin American, European and African participants of the first regional forum against agribusiness, which took place in Asunción, Paraguay, from August the 21st to August the 23rd. The coup in Honduras is also a theological coup, said Almendares, because the Catholic and Evangelical Church, which control important communication media, investments and live on the people, are also participating in the coup. The theological speeches become pro-imperialist speeches when they reject the possibility of reforming the constitution by putting it on the same level than God. The speech does not only come from the pulpit and homily, but also from a strong network of radio and TV stations and newspapers aiming at the submissiveness of the communities, said Almendares. The forum confirmed the claim for the immediate reinstatement of Zelaya's government in Honduras and trials and punishment for the crimes perpetrated during the 2 months of dictatorship.
You're listening to Real World News.